Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin took a different route than Campbell County to wrestle as they made the drive to Montana to take part in the Cowboy Invitational in Miles City. The boys scored 177 points, which was good enough for second place, and a bunch of wrestlers finished in the top three. Jaius Rose came in third in the 152 class, as did Dayton Johnson in the 170. Dylan Glick came in second in the heavyweight portion, and Lane Cadlin and Antonio Avila placed first, with Cadlin in the heavyweights and Avila in the 138 class. They also went undefeated in all of their matches, with Cadlin going 4-0 and Avila going 5-0. Antonio Avila was also voted the most outstanding wrestler of the tournament as well. Thunder Basin head coach Micah Cadera is liking how the team is progressing so far.
We're progressing well. You know, it's always nice to go and win those tournaments. But this weekend, you know, we only took nine just due to taking nine and a few little injuries or a sick bug or one thing or another. It was good to go get more matches against competition that we don't really see. A lot of Montana and North Dakota schools were up there, a few Wyoming. But it's always good to see other guys and kind of see where we're at. And right now we're progressing. And I think the guys are getting better every week. And they're obviously hungry for the end of the season, but they're pleased with their results, even if they didn't do what they want or wanted to. But we're progressing in the right direction, and that's what we want to see.
Moving to the Thunder Basin girls, they stayed in state, traveling to Newcastle to take part in the Newcastle Invite. The Lady Bolts finished third with 79 points. Individually, Autumn Clark placed fourth in the 135 class, as did Chloe Rogers in the 105. Chase Steffens came in third in the 115 class. Aspen Henry finished second in the 120. And Thunder Basin had two first place finishers, with Allie Walker in the 105 and Trinity Morbetto in the 140. Thunder Basin will be joining Campbell County this week starting tomorrow with a triangular with Sturges at Campbell County High School, the Moorcroft Invite on Friday and Saturday, and a duel against Campbell County this Tuesday at Campbell County High School as well. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.